Hey Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Haskell along with Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. American Air HVAC is dedicated to give you a more comfortable home and a peace of mind, offering 24/7 emergency service if needed. Call 423-238-6848. American Air HVAC, the company your neighbors trust. All right, it is a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's Hotline, Ross Dellinger, who's had quite the busy week covering a coaching search that began with Ed Orgeron and ends with Ed Orgeron. Ross with the Baton Rouge Advocate does a great job. Ross, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing fine, thanks. All right, what is the Cliff Notes version? If you are a casual college football fan and you sit down last Thursday night, I mean, you were on top of this story from the get-go, breaking it. What happened from Thursday night when I'm watching LSU Texas A&M in my den and the scroller on ESPN keeps saying that Tom Herman, a deal in place as soon as Saturday? What happened from Thursday night to Saturday morning, you breaking the news that LSU has made its hire and it's Orgeron?
Well, you know, I think Thursday night, obviously, the leaks came out that from ESPN and then from the scout.com site, Horns Digest covering Texas. Yeah, that LSU and Tom Herman were pretty close to a deal or had a deal. You know, I think a lot of that, part of that was true. I think they were sure in, you know, real serious negotiations, Tom Herman and LSU, and they were trying to kind of keep that quiet. And the LSU officials believe Tom Herman's agent, knowing his client wanted Texas, went ahead and leaked that information Thursday and to get Texas moving, and it worked, you know, and that's basically what happened. You know, Texas entered the picture. LSU was pretty ticked off, I think, at Tom Herman's camp for leaking the information, and they knew that Tom Herman, if they got into a bidding war with Texas, that Tom Herman was going to pick Texas. I think they kind of knew that he wanted that, and that was really the bottom line. You know, they kind of, you know, talks broke down Saturday in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Tom Herman called decision makers at LSU and told them, hey, look, you know, I'm leading toward Texas. I'm going to start talking to them. And LSU just broke off negotiations.
There was a report, Ross, that, of course, Saturday morning when you had broken the news that it was going to be Orgeron, I saw where some national college football writers were saying that Joe Oliva was sold on the point that Ed Orgeron was going to bring Lane Kiffin in as offensive coordinator. How legit is that, Ross? I mean, is that it? What are you putting the odds that Lane Kiffin is calling the plays for LSU next season?
Pretty high. You know, it sounds crazy, but they are really confident here that they're going to get Lane Kiffin, and that was one of the things Ed Orgeron used. You know, when he went in to interview for the job, he had a couple of booklets of detailed long term plans of staff plans and hirings, and that was one of them. You know, he's going to go after Lane Kiffin, and they're going to go after Lane Kiffin big. And, look, I mean, you know, I think Lane is in the last year of a contract with Alabama. It wasn't renewed earlier this year when other contracts at Alabama were renewed. So that's kind of a sign that, you know, the marriage between Lane and Nick Saban might be coming to an end. And, I think they really firmly believe they're going to get Lane over here in Baton Rouge.
You're listening to Ross Dellinger, who covers LSU for the Baton Rouge Advocate. You're listening to Ross here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Ross, in a time like this and in a coaching search, and you hear so many different things, what was the single craziest story that you heard somebody tell you with a straight face?
Oh, man. It was kind of a short search. You know, the way they did it, it wasn't really like normal. It didn't span like 2 or 3 weeks. They didn't fly around to visit people. They narrowed a 10 to 12 candidates to six, and then six to three. And they kind of just went after those three. And, man, I'm not sure I heard anything real crazy. I mean, you know, they met, you know, they were going to offer the job to Ed Orgeron if he won out in the last two games. If he beat Florida and A&M and LSU would be heading to the Sugar Bowl, they had made that decision. And so when he lost to Florida, they met after that Florida loss, and they narrowed the search to really going after Tom Herman with Ed Orgeron, I think, as maybe a number two. And they went after Tom pretty hard. And I think they were in some pretty serious talks with him. I know there were a lot of reports out there about Jimbo, and they went after Jimbo. They did. They talked with Jimbo, Jimmy Sexton, Jimbo's agent, with a lot of numbers. I think the craziest report probably was some of the numbers I was hearing that was discussed with Jimmy Sexton as far as Jimbo. You know, like $60 million guaranteed deal for 10 years. I can't believe that really happened. Now, I will say this, and we reported this, the talks with Jimmy Sexton included $50 million guaranteed for Jimbo. And LSU just didn't get into, I don't think, real deep discussions with Jimbo's agent after that.
At what point, how close were they to pulling the trigger on Tom Herman, and who broke that off? Who got up from the dinner table and said, you know what, I'm out? Was it Tom Herman or was it LSU?
Oh, LSU definitely got up. When they found, they were not, you know, Joe Oliva was not going to get in a bidding war with Texas when he knew that Tom Herman wanted Texas. And that's why I think they were trying to go back channel and be real quiet. And that's why they were so angry that the leaks came out Thursday night, kind of alerting Texas, you know, hey, you better go after Tom Herman or he's going to go to LSU. I think they were really close. I do. And, you know, I can't sit here and say that Tom Herman was offered the LSU job and that he accepted it. I just haven't been told that by a good enough source to go to write that. But I think they were really, really close with something with Tom Herman. He was their ideal candidate. You know, their ideal guy was a young, up-and-coming, offensive-minded guy like an Urban Meyer, a younger Urban Meyer. And he kind of fit that mold. And so I think they really liked him. Everything changed after Thursday night. And, you know, we wrote kind of the behind-the-scenes story at theadvocate.com. Everything kind of changed Thursday night. And LSU kind of angry about the leaks and knowing Texas was going to get involved and eventually got involved, they moved away from Tom and went to Ed.
You're listening to Ross Dellinger, who covers LSU for the Baton Rouge Advocate here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Ross, how big was it that LSU locked up Dave Aranda today to a three-year deal?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that was huge. That was part of the deal, too. You know, part of the deal, I think, was possibly at least trying to go get Lane Kiffin and having confidence in getting him. And the other part of the deal was keeping Dave Aranda for Orgeron. And he did it. I mean, I don't know if it's signed yet, and a lot of times that's a formality, but he's agreed to stay. He's told LSU officials he's agreed to stay, and I think he's gotten his new contract, and he's agreed on it. And that's just a huge win for Orgeron.
And, of course, I mean, it does seem like one of those wedding-type scenes where, and I heard this described nationally, I mean, if Jimbo doesn't want to marry you, Herman doesn't want to marry you, this is Orgeron's dream job. I'm curious, what is Joe Oliva's standing with the fan base right now, especially given the way the Florida situation, you lose that game, now you got to play in the swamp the next 2 years. Oliva winds up with Orgeron, the same guy he had a week ago. What is the pulse of the LSU fan base with Oliva moving forward?
Well, you know, you hire any hire, I think, aside from probably Jimbo Fisher, was going to get a lot of flack. And this one has. You know, there's a lot of people not happy about this hire and think that at least Oliva should have interviewed more people, you know, and taken a more serious look at other guys and gone into a bidding war with Tom Herman. There's some upset people. And there's definitely, though, that pretty big group of fans that are really happy about a Louisiana boy who went 5-2 in the interim landing the job. So there's a split. But I can tell you, if this is pretty obvious, with no matter who Oliva would have hired, Ed Orgeron's got to win. And if he doesn't, Joe Olivas, you know, he's going to be his job is certainly going to be more unstable than it might already be.
Ross, thank you so much. I know it has been a busy time for you. There's nothing quite like a coaching search in our business. I'm glad it's over for you, except for now you get to play fun with all the assistants and great stuff you were sharing on Lane Kiffin. And we thank you so much for joining us again up here on Press Row.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, Ross Dellinger, the Baton Rouge Advocate. When we come back, it's time for our closing full court press. You're listening to Press Row, back with our final segment here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.